Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week I've been talking about repentance. I want to kind of recap what repentance is all about. It's a good thing. It is a blessing from God. And so I'm going to kind of summarize that, and we're going to look at one other verse in more detail this morning in just a moment. Let me first take the opportunity to welcome you to church this Sunday. I know sometimes in our culture today we think, well, church isn't that important. I can just worship God, at home. But God reveals in His Word that there is something important about meeting with other believers to worship Him. And so if you want to grow spiritually, if you want all that God has for you in connecting with Him and to grow to understand His commands and the kind of life He wants you to enjoy, then church is a key component of that. And so you need to be in a church where the Bible is being taught and where you can worship God with others and be encouraged by others. If you have a church like that near you, then I would be very happy to know that you're going there this Sunday. If not, we welcome you to Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray for the 9 o'clock service and also the 11 o'clock service at Fairfax First Baptist Church. I preach at both of those churches each morning, and I would love the opportunity to meet you if you're looking for a church. And if you have any questions about our church or a question for the program or something that you're not sure about or that you'd like to respond to something you've heard in the program, the number to call is 803-943-8237. That's 943-8237. Well, the first thing we looked at this week is that repentance is a good thing. We tend to think of it as something, harsh or negative or old-fashioned maybe. But in reality, God is doing things for all of us. He is treating us kindly. He is providing for us. You might focus on some things that have gone wrong in your life, and you might be upset with God about that. But in reality, God is constantly giving you things, blessings that you probably, if you're angry at God, you're not really stopping to see all that God has done to bless you in your life. And God does this to lead us to repentance. Repentance is a beautiful thing. We tend to want to keep our sin to ourselves, to hide our sin from others, to ignore our sin, maybe to pretend that it's not sin, to give our list of excuses, to use our words that try to mask over sin, like instead of saying I'm angry, we say I'm frustrated. We want to minimize our sin before God. But God says when you do that, you're going to have guilt, you're going to have regret, you're going to have shame, you're going to feel imprisoned by your sin. And the way that you break free and find cleansing and find fresh start and find power over sinful habits is you confess it. You acknowledge that it's wrong. You don't try to make excuses for it. And you ask for forgiveness. That starts with asking God for forgiveness. That continues with apologizing and confessing to others you have wronged. And when you do that, God has a promise for you. Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. And so there's freedom. There's a fresh start in repentance. And it's this beautiful thing. Even the angels in heaven rejoice when one sinner repents. There's just something about someone getting that fresh start, finding that forgiveness, that even the angels just love to see it and rejoice in it. And we can all experience that in our lives. No matter what you've done, God wants you to experience the blessing of repentance. And so it's a beautiful thing. What is it? We talked about that. If I'm going to summarize that briefly, I would say it is recognizing that you have sinned and turning away from your sin and turning back to following God and His teachings. Now, that necessarily involves an initial work of repentance in which not only do you turn from your sin and turn towards God, but you also put your faith in God and his provision in Jesus Christ, you say, you know what, I am a sinner and I don't deserve to know God. I don't deserve to have God love me and care about me, but God has provided Jesus Christ to pay for my sin. And so part of my turning from sin and turning to God is to recognize that, believe that, and trust in that as my hope of salvation. And that is why that turning and trusting to Jesus is often called believing in Jesus in the Bible, but it is part of, and it is very much overlapping with this concept of repentance, a turning from sin, a turning toward God. Now, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10 says this, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." So this is an important verse to think through. There is such a thing as worldly sorrow. And the context here is you've done something wrong, you realize it's wrong, and so you regret that you did it. You have sorrow over it. You feel bad about it, and you wish you hadn't done it. And so that is a type of sorrow over sin, but it is not the same thing as repentance. The difference is godly sorrow versus worldly sorrow. I would explain the difference this way. Worldly sorrow looks at your consequences in this life. Maybe you've hurt a relationship that was important to you, and you said something or did something, and it's hurt that relationship. Or you've done something that's going to financially set you way back. Maybe there's a fine involved, or maybe even a prison sentence, and it's going to take away from the things you enjoy in this world. It's going to change your lifestyle, and so you're sorry about that. You're deeply sorry that you've done something that's going to cost you worldly pleasure. That's worldly sorrow. But godly sorrow is sorrow that says, there is a God who created me, who gave me life, who loves me so much he sent Jesus, his son, to die for me, even while I was sinning against him. And he's given good and right commandments. He's told me how I should be living in the Bible, that I should love him, that I should love others as myself. And I have utterly failed to live that way. I am not meeting those standards. I might be better than others. I might be better than most. But I'm not treating God the way he should be treated. Not even close. I'm not following his standards the way I should. Not even close. And I have broken my relationship with God. And that causes you sorrow. Not the consequences of your sin here on earth, but the fact that you have damaged and broken the most meaningful relationship in your life, which is that with God. And godly sorrow is what brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. So it is possible, no matter what you've done up to this point in your life, to have godly sorrow and repentance, which is what God is seeking to lead you to, and then you get to enjoy this blessing of repentance. God forgives you. God cleanses you. There's rejoicing in heaven. This is what God loves. He just loves to see sinners come to repentance so he can forgive and restore, and you can live life moving forward without regret. You know, a lot of psychology today talks about kind of overcoming guilt and overcoming shame from the past, but the reality is there's nothing we can do to overcome our sin. What the Bible says is that God has paid for our sin. So it's not just that we need to get over our feelings of guilt. We need to actually deal with our guilt. We need to have someone pay for our sin so that we are right again with God. And that's the beauty of repentance. That's what God offers to all who will turn from sin and put their faith in the Savior, Jesus Christ, and now seek to follow a loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I hope that you now have a love for the word repentance and know what it is to repent in your own life. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.